Ave Maria, this is Father Angelo for Standing Fast, a weekly commentary on Catholic life in the public square. Today I want to talk to you about men taking risks. They all do it. All of us who are either boys or men are inclined to take risks. And we'll do it one way or another, either prudently or imprudently. And kids, you know, boys especially, will take a lot of risks, and they'll do it imprudently unless their mothers look after them and their fathers. Sometimes the moms we find are very eager to rope their children in and prevent them from doing anything that might potentially be harmful. And, you know, just about anything we can do could be harmful if we're not careful. But boys, one way or another, are going to take risks. This is why they want to climb trees and monkey bars. It's why they want to wrestle. It's why they do all kinds of things just spontaneously from the moment they come out of the womb, practically speaking. They have an infatuation with sharp objects and with fire. All these things are perfectly normal to the average boy. It has to be moderated and regulated, but you're never going to suppress it. Moms, just get over it. You're going to have to come to terms with the fact that your boys are going to be boys, no matter what. Now, as I say, some of the risks that boys and men take are imprudent, but they're hardwired to take risks. This is a point that is made, I forgot the name of the author, but it'll be on the blog of the author of The Dangerous Book for Boys. Risks they'll take, and if you don't let them take some risks, then later on when they're teenagers or young adults, they'll take very imprudent risks, for example, in a car. And we know that, I think, statistics in fact do show that the highest cause of adolescent death in this country is through car accident. And especially I would imagine, I don't know this for a fact, that probably the largest number of these are concern boys. So what are we going to do with these boys that want to take risks? We should channel their energy in the appropriate way. They should learn to defend the common good. You know, we should be willing to lay down our life for our country, for our family, and for our friends. This is what our Lord did, and this is what the courageous men and women of our armed services are doing every day. Boys and men are inclined to do this in a very particular way. And there's nothing more worth dying for more than our faith, more than the truth of our salvation through Christ Jesus. And so we need to cultivate this in young men and associate their compulsion to physically be active and do certain things that might be a little bit risky, to associate that with a desire ultimately to do the right thing, even if it costs a great deal. You know, people will involve themselves in extreme sports, and they say that one of the reasons why they do this is because they get a rush from doing it. It's like high. It's like a drug almost for some people. So they have a lot of courage, you might say, but they do it for a predominantly selfish reason. It's self-serving. Whereas we should teach our young men to take risks for a good reason, to take prudent risks, reasonable risks, for the highest cause, namely to help save their souls and the souls of those who are entrusted to their care. Ultimately, in the case of men who will become married, for the good of their wives and their children and the common good, on the part of those who are called to the priesthood, for the salvation of souls. Ultimately, all of us are called to work for the salvation of souls. And to risk our lives for that is a very prudent risk. It's a risk that we need to take because everything depends upon it. This is Father Angelo for Standing Fast. Until next time, God bless you and Ave Maria.